You talked a bit about student level. Would you say anything about like colleagues or institutional levels of what's been successful or challenging?
Oh, that's a really good question. Structurally institutional, it's hard to be a social science humanities person and have a lab. Because what I think I would realize from this experience is that if I had a lab, I could have my students do these really cool projects, right? And then we'd have time for reflection or whatever. Like you know, the chemistry gets that, our exercise physiologists get that, our psychologists get it. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, no wonder why the students are having a better experience. They get to apply all the kind of stuff they know in everyday life, right? Mm-hmm. We don't get humanities, social science, we don't get that. We don't get built into our course load. So, yeah, it's a major issue because we end up teaching more students, like in the humanities and social sciences, mm-hmm. because we don't have labs, right? So I don't know if you know how this works, but how many contact hours you have. Mm-hmm. Well, if you teach a lab, you have more contact hours. So if you're teaching a lab, you teach basically two classes a quarter. If you don't, you're teaching three. So even though you're teaching two same hours, but with less people, right? So you get to spend more time with those people. Mm-hmm. So structurally, if like a racism class actually had a lab associated with it, where I could do some really more fun kind of projects, that I think is just impactful, basically, I think it would be more powerful. Instead, I think humanities and social sciences are like, you read a book, you watch a movie, you analyze it, you know, and I think that's how people have set it up. And I think it keeps the poor, right? So the STEM is where it's at, right? Because they get all labs and all, you know, the applied stuff, and the other people, I mean, philosophy, like a lab with philosophy? I mean, I could totally do it. And so I think that's a structural issue, is actually having a social science humanities class have more built-in time to do applied work. It'd be really fun.
It's a really interesting idea.
Colleagues are great. So, I mean, this is a department who has an exercise. I mean, we have all this like biomechanists, exercise physiologists that are excited about social justice. Mm-hmm. So this department is an amazing department to work in. Mm-hmm. But structurally, university wide, I used to teach four classes a year, and I came here and teach nine. It's a big difference. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So there is a structural side to that. Very just, is it? Rips off students. It does.